Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B, and I am reunited with a special guest, one of my favorite guests, one of our first guests. Yeah. I think it was like the third episode, second?
Yeah.
I forget. Time is but a construct, as we know.
Yes.
Caviar Dreams, Tuna Fish Budget, the podcast, co-star, basically the matriarch of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
The oldest bitch on that show right now.
No, I would not equate matriarch with that.
I'm only kidding.
When I think of a matriarch, I think of like a clan mother. Oh, I hate that word clan. That's not even a good, right?
No, 2021. You can't say anything anymore.
The book's coming out April 13th, 2021. Yes. It is also called Caviar Dreams, Tuna Fish Budget, and then How to Survive in Business and Life.
Yes. Yeah.
Margaret Josephs.
Thanks for having me, Brandon. So happy to be back on the B-List.
Of course. I'm here. I never, where you left me.
I know where I left you. I know. I'm glad you're healthy. You look amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out to the Jers.
I love it. It's like one of my favorite trips.
Oh, God. And it's nice and easy. We do it around food. We chill, hang out.
You just had lunch.
Had lunch. You're having my famous iced coffee.
Have you ever heard of the term house mom?
Yes.
House mom, like in Fire Island when you go to
house. Yes, yeah, I'm always like the house mom.
I'm sometimes the house mom too. So you're the house mom of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Okay, good. I like that.
That makes sense, right?
I am. Absolutely.
How's it going? I'm drinking your coffee that you made me in the
good.
Wine glass.
You know what? It's going great. The season has started off absolutely crazy. We're having a great season, reliving all the insanity, which is a little nerve-wracking, but I feel like I'm having a great time because I have my book coming out, I have the podcast, I'm not living in a shitty kitchen anymore, so I've actually had not such a bad year, minus that, I had COVID 2 months ago, I got through that, now I'm licking telephone poles, I'm just doing good.
You look good.
I'm okay.
I was going to say, I love the kitchen. They should do, you know how they used to do those Bravo.com, like visit my home or what is it, like the house tours? You did one once,
yes,
right?
They're going to do it. I want them to wait till my bedroom and closet are done and we're doing that. But, I also want to do Architectural Digest. Not that I don't love Bravo, my family, they will be doing it. But, I have to do something that's home specific.
I mean, I'm giving away free ideas as I usually do on here, but they should absolutely do a full on show. Like you could have a show of just housewives' homes. Have you ever seen The Eyes of Tammy Faye Baker? Because I was talking about that also on the same terms. No,
The Eyes of Tammy Faye Baker? No, yeah. Would I love it?
Yes. I feel like that's also a gay card kind of thing. You would absolutely love it. It's so good. But you know who Tammy Faye is.
Of course. Yeah. Married to Jim?
Yes.
Yes, of course. James Baker?
She would have been a good housewife.
She would have been a great housewife. Tammy Faye? Yes. I loved it. The Evangelist? Believe me, I am up on all of that crazy. I'm a gay man in a woman's body. You do know that. That's a given. I know all that. Are you watching Lady in the Dale?
I just started it last night. I was going to bring that up. Yeah. Just started it last night.
I am one and a half episodes through.
I'm almost the same. I fell asleep. So.
Yeah, because I got tired. I mean, you have to pay attention.
To take a little cat nap in between the gym and come in here. So
I love a little cat nap. Yeah. But it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good. I can't speak too much about it because I don't really fully. Sometimes, when you're falling asleep and you're watching a show, you can't remember what was a dream and what was part of the show.
Yes.
You have to keep going back.
Yes, there's so many good things to watch. I've been, you know, just watching that. What else have I watched recently? Believe it or not, Joe and I are watching Outlander. Did you ever watch Outlander?
No, never seen.
It's not for you, maybe. Maybe it is. Yeah, there's some hot, really cute, hot guys. But a lot of sex. Go ahead.
I want to ask about your book, though, first off.
Yes.
So that's something you've been working on for a while.
My book, everybody's going to see me. I did it over the season with a collaborator, amazing collaborator. But I was up all night working on it. Mm-hmm. It's very cathartic. It's amazing. But I'm just going to tell you.
Up all night working on it. You make it sound like you were working on it last night.
Up all night, done. Up all night for weeks and months. No, it's so many things people don't know about me. I had obviously a whole life before I got on the show. Mm-hmm. You guys only know a little portion of my life. So I'd say 75% of the things in there you've never heard of before. And it covers from the day I was born until Marge Sr. to open her legs wider till now to current day. And I always say I'm not from the Lucky Sperm Club. You can start your life over. Every day is a new beginning.
Yeah.
And I've learned to compartmentalize horrible things that happen to me. There's sexual harassment in there. There's things
about... Which is going to be on the next episode of the show, right?
Which will be around the next episode of the show. There's things about imposter syndrome that women face. Right? Same.
Yeah.
Which is absolute craziness. And people think imposter syndrome is insecurity. It's actually the opposite of insecurity. And because insecurity stops you from achieving, and imposter syndrome pushes you to achieve.
Yeah.
And it feels you've never achieved enough. Okay, and that really is the difference between there. It talks so much about my first marriage, about being in business with family, about being a mother. Mm-hmm. And every chapter has a takeaway.
Yeah.
And my relationship digs deep into with Marge Sr. and about my marriage with Joe. I mean, there's just so many facets in this book that people don't know. And I dig really deep. And there's ugly things about me, too. So I think people are really going to enjoy it. And it's all done with my sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know, you have to laugh or you're really going to cry.
And it's going to cover some of the show as well.
Yeah, and it'll cover some of the show as well, because that's a very big part of my life now, but that's more towards the end.
Okay, I'm totally interested in hearing about the late 70s, early 80s, that Marge.
Oh my God, crazy. All the photos. Yes, and the limelight, and when I was out at the club.
Explain the photos, because the other day you posted a photo with the... prop cigarette, and you were in like Paris as well, right?
Yeah,
like,
I was in Paris with my girlfriend. I call her Stubbs. I'm still very close with her. We're best friends since we're 11 years old.
Love that.
Very close. She was my, you know, hijinks partner.
That's a good sign of character, is people that have friends since those, you know what I mean?
Thank
those
you.
Periods in their life.
I have two of my best friends who I see all the time are since I'm 11 years old.
Love that.
And someone who's living in my guest house right now is a guy who knows me since I'm 12 years old. You know, we went to high school, you know, middle school together. I keep relationships. I just keep adding people on. I don't really get rid of them.
We need to name that house.
We need to name the guest house. What are we going to have to call it?
Hotel Joseph's? I don't know.
Hotel Joseph's Pigtail.
Something better.
I always...
Pigtail Palace.
My old house... Yeah, my old house was called Pigtail Palace Mustache Manor.
I love that.
That was my old house. Since this house, I don't, you know, probably people know where I live because it's out there.
There's someone else on TikTok, by the way, that was driving around. He was doing housewives tours of New Jersey and was just driving by the fronts of them and like critiquing them.
Isn't that funny?
I think he did this one. I mean, I think he did everybody.
Yeah. So I don't know if I should call this or something like that because I'm on.
Oh, don't say this.
No, I shouldn't say. We got to cut that out.
No, for you. I mean,
yeah, I know. But what should I call this house? I don't know. Because my old house was Pigtail Palace Mustache Manor.
Masoni Mansion?
I
always think of Masoni when I, right? Isn't there Masoni print in the hallway?
Yeah, I have Masoni print in the hallway. Yeah. Jennifer said it looked like Dr. Seuss threw up.
Oh, well, consider the source.
Yes, exactly. But I always say I have to, if she hates it, I know I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
If she likes it, I have to burn it down.
Yeah. Question. Although she's had a bit of a glow up in terms of like style wise, we'll get into that. But I think that, well,
really, Brandon,
I mean, to see the best in everybody.
I do
really
too.
Do.
By the way,
even
no, she's had a glow up. She's a beautiful girl. See, this is something you could always.
I was just talking about style wise too.
You know, I think she could change her clothes. So when I critique something like that, that's something that's totally fixable.
Yeah,
I'm not going to insult someone's looks or anything
that's
like
not
that because that's not my style. She's a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
I can only insult things that you can change. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those things are totally workable.
Well, let's get into the fifth season, though. So, or not the fifth season. It's
my
fourth season. And then it's the 11th season of the show.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So it just began. I watched last night's episode. Well, first off, what is different about this season filming than in the previous seasons. Like, what do you think has changed for
you? For all of us, I think we're all very close. Uh-huh. We have very close relationships. We're very bonded. We've been together a long time. We're a solid cast.
Yeah.
So I think the emotions run very deep. This isn't just a group of women that have been thrown together. We see each other all year round.
Yeah.
We're also coming out of a pandemic.
Yeah.
And we filmed with that. So I think the emotions are very heightened.
Okay.
So it is different. I don't think, you know, I had a lot of personal things going on. I was very blessed that I could write my book on the show and everything else. But I think everybody also is dealing with personal relationships. Things have changed. You reevaluate when you're stuck home together. And people want to know, reevaluate what's important to them in their life.
Yeah.
And I think everybody's going through some type of change.
Is there anyone within the group that you think is kind of like the nucleus? Like usually someone when they're not filming that kind of everyone revolves around or kind of is texting everybody. Is there one person like that?
I don't, you know, it's funny. I text everybody. I think Jennifer and Teresa are very close. They kept in touch. Dolores, I think, really keeps in touch with everybody.
As soon as they say Dolores, I
feel. Dolores texts all of us. Yeah. Like, I talk to Dolores every single day.
Yeah.
I talk to Melissa all the time and I talk to Jackie all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dolores and I always are in touch with each other, but I think Dolores checks in with every single one of us.
I feel like I could totally see Dolores being that person. If someone posts a photo of themselves in like a wacky outfit, she's the first person to look at this photo of da 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 da. Did you?
Yeah, Dolores, and Dolores is, you know, she keeps it, makes sure everyone's okay. And she's such a good person that way.
Yeah.
She really keeps in touch with everybody.
I mean, I'm happy it's back. Like I said, before we were even recording, I'm obsessed with Dolores. Just like, she's familiar to me. She's like the woman that I grew up with, you know? So like just having them, I could watch her just at grocery shop.
I know.
You know, like you guys went to Lake George and not a whole lot honestly is like happening, but my phone's down and I'm watching the show and I can't say that about like other Housewives shows, you know?
It is. I think because people could tell that it's all genuine friendships. We all mesh well together. Nothing is forced.
Yeah.
And it isn't. It's very comfortable when we're all together. They come into my house like, where's the bath? It's nothing's forced or fake when it's all of us together.
And I like that like Lexi can slip in, your assistant.
Yes.
Well, she's not your assistant. She's your creative director,
right?
Yeah,
she's my creative director.
Yeah.
She does everything. And she knows the girls very well. And
she
they
can
all
slip
have
in
her phone.
Weird. It's like, oh, there's Lexi.
Yes, it's not weird at all. Yeah. And her and I share a room together when we're in Lake George. And it's very normal for her to be there. She knows the girls. Yeah. She's always invited to their events off camera, on camera. So it just makes sense.
For this season, if there was like one term to recognize the whole season as a theme, what would you say?
I'm trying to think. What's a good word that would, you know, a word... Emotional.
Okay.
What's a word for heightened emotions, though? I would try and think.
I mean, I always think of anxiety, but that's
not
probably
anxiety,
not
anxiety. No, I would say
that's my immediate.
I would say emotional, but it's like I wish there was a word. What is the word for heightened emotion? Like when I'm so emotional, it's not frazzled because we're not frazzled.
Tracy, who's a writer?
Yes, Tracy. What's a heightened,
use your words,
what's
writer girl?
What's a heightened word for like heightened emotions? Just. No. It's all the emotions in one. Because we're crying, we're laughing, we're in pain, we're happy, we're euphoric. Yeah,
my favorite word
it's
is
not
unhinged.
Euphoric. Yeah, we're unhinged. We are kind of unhinged.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
That, yeah.
It is unhinged.
Okay, I love that. I mean, honestly, it's kind of a perfect storm for you guys to film for two reasons. I love that you guys filmed during the pandemic. You guys usually always film in like the late winter, early spring.
Yeah, we start
spring.
Early spring. We normally start early
spring. And I love that you guys
spring.
Are forced to do it in the summer this time because of everything. But I think that Jersey has to be filmed in the summer at the shore. You know what I mean?
I know. By
it's
the
just
way,
a different show.
It is. It is a different show. It was good because then we could be outside. It wasn't a big deal. So that wasn't so bad. So, yeah. But we didn't, obviously, we didn't go on any trips overseas. Yeah. No airplane rides, nothing
honestly,
like that.
You don't need it. Now that I've not had it on some of these shows, I'm like, you know, it was kind of pointless. Like, I don't really care about you guys going. I think I'm getting more in like one episode of you guys going to Lake George than I did two episodes of, what was it, Milan? Did you go to Milan? Where was it?
We went to Milan before. We've been in Jamaica. Cabo.
Jamaica was fun, though.
Yeah, Jamaica was fun.
Okay.
And we did Cabo.
I was going to say something else. If you could think about like one franchise in Housewives that would be like perfectly poised to film or succeed in COVID, it would be Jersey just because everyone is so familial. And it's a lot of filming with the husbands and the kids and everyone's going to be together
everybody
anyways.
Everybody has houses and we could go to each other's houses and my girls have beach houses. Yeah, everyone could do it.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of perfect in that sense. So I'm not really worried. Like some of the shows, I'm not really interested in seeing like how Beverly Hills pans out. I don't really, you know what I mean? They can't go on an international trip. So then what do they have? You know, it's,
see, I think people watch Beverly Hills for different reasons than they watch for Jersey.
Who do you think on the show, just based on this season, who do you think has changed the most since you've like met them on the show? Cause now you've been on for several seasons.
I've seen Melissa grow the most.
Melissa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And her relationship with Joe.
Her relationship with Joe, mm-hmm. her confidence. Not that she wasn't confident when I met her, because she was, but I feel like she's really grown as a woman. Mm-hmm. What she wants, her priorities, her career is very important to her, her business.
Yeah.
I've really seen a change in Melissa and Dolores as well.
Yeah.
I'd say Melissa first and then Dolores.
Yeah, I think in like a superficial sense, I guess it could be like Teresa, just her circumstances of her life have changed. But I think she's changed the least just from watching. But that's just like a viewer thing.
I think Teresa, you know, was so sweet when I met her. It was so sad. Her mom had just died. Her father did die during, not from COVID, but he did die during COVID. And she's been through so much. She falls back into some times of, I don't know, harboring resentments, and I wish she wouldn't.
Yeah, it's like, I was talking about this with Tracy, and I just said that, like, I honestly feel like prison, like, hardened her. You know what I mean? Like, and also reality TV can also have that same effect.
Yes.
And prison and reality TV.
And I think we've cut her a break in so many things, but now her life is going in the right direction. She's found love. Mm-hmm. Things are going fabulous for her. She looks the best she's ever looked. So now, you know, everybody has to be held accountable for their behavior.
Yeah, so let's get into the season. I mean, it starts off with a bang right over here in the other room.
Yes, right over here in the other room.
Right past this wall, screaming. You were hiding somewhere over here the entire time.
I was.
You could hear everything.
I could hear, well, running back and forth, I could hear a lot of it.
Did you hear the word cocaine when it was?
No, I didn't hear that.
You ran back and you were like, what happened?
I was like, what happened?
And then it was like, cunt.
Yes, which was crazy.
Crazy. I saw the screener and they didn't even bleep any of it out. So I was like, oh my God.
I know, but it was, I know. When Teresa said, she was so upset.
I have a theory, by the way, the reason that she said the C word so many times. I think that because Jackie was talking while she was saying that, in my head, I'm thinking she said the C word so many times in succession to try to get the bleeps to cover out the audio that.
Oh, I don't think she took that far in advance. No. I think she just
likes
the
C word.
I think she was so upset.
Yeah. So tell me about that moment.
You know, I really thought they were going to make up.
Yeah.
Teresa came in a good mood. I've said this before. Jackie came in just like, I want to put this to bed. I wanted to resolve. I thought for sure it was going to go away. Mm-hmm. I was convinced we were all going to Lake George together. I said to Jackie, don't worry. You are going to make up today.
Was Lake George like the next day? It was like, right. It was like really soon.
Yeah, like a day or two later. Yeah. Teresa was coming in. I looked at her. She goes, honey, don't look nervous. Yeah, I was like, all right, like this is going to, and I was like, she looked cute. I thought for sure. They went in there. It just went south. Well, you saw, you know, she pleaded a little with Teresa. She was just like, you know, you hurt my family. You hurt this. And I thought that went, and I was like, Teresa's definitely
a human.
Yeah. And Teresa goes, you know, I'm sorry if I did it, but she goes, well, I need you to say it's not true. And for some reason, Teresa couldn't say that. Teresa goes, well, only you know if it's not true. Teresa could have just said,
you said it for the cameras. You could say this for the cameras. It's like, you know, it's the importance of like saying it. You could
just say it's just like this woman, you know, whoever said it to you, man, woman, dog, whatever, mm-hmm. had no basis for it. And that's all she needed from her. So I saw Teresa's face turn when I saw the episode when Jackie said, I'm not a stupid girl, I'm a lawyer. And you see Teresa's face change immediately. And anytime you question Teresa, or like you want to say that, you know, you're anything that insinuates you're smarter than her or something, you know, that offended her.
Yeah.
And I saw that got Teresa's feathers ruffled.
Yeah, yeah. It's easy to ruffle her feathers. That's her hotspot,
Yeah, that was a hotspot. And then Jackie used that analogy to show Teresa how absurd those statements are and how hurtful baseless rumors could be. Now, granted, I'm going to just say it. I would never use that analogy.
Yeah, yeah. Especially the way editing could be, you know?
I would never. Yeah, I just, it's not even you about never the know editing. How it would
be
I would just never use an analogy about someone's kids. Yeah. I wouldn't, because if someone did about my kid, I'd be upset too. I wouldn't leave. I understand. Teresa said she got so upset. I would sit there and say, what are you saying? Why would you, I would fight it out. But it ended that way and it went south. Sorry, I'm crinkling my water.
No, it's totally fine. No, that was just like such a trip. So,
I came out there, when Teresa said that, I was like, what?
Yeah.
But when Teresa said it, I didn't know at that point it was an analogy. I went back in. Jackie said, of course, it's an analogy. Yeah.
It's right over her head. I mean, she's still trying to figure out what analogy means. Let's be real.
If this show has taught us anything, and these girls, you can't use analogies in New Jersey. You just cannot.
So, I'm not on either side. I do feel like with this like fan base in particular, sometimes we were saying this earlier, I feel like they kind of really pick sides and just kind of like duke it out, and like there's only one right and run. I think they're both wrong in this situation. You know what I mean? One's a little more wrong.
That analogy would have never been used unless this rumor was brought up at the party.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, now it's like it just has gone totally south.
Yeah.
And Jackie, she clarified it the other day. There's no basis to this. It's not true. She has said everything right to rectify it.
Yeah. Are we going to see more and more of this as the season progresses? Like, are we going to hash it out to a point where it's done and we can move on?
I think there's always resolution in some sort of moving on.
Okay.
With these girls. I think, you have to see how it plays out.
Well, it was crazy to do it at Evan's birthday, of all places.
Yes. I do think it's funny when Teresa goes, what's the big deal? I was telling my friends. Well, tell the girl. But don't
on
bring
camera.
Her here. You know, you can, on, yeah.
Was she drunk?
She was drunk.
She seems like a mean drunk. Seems like she makes a lot of mistakes when she's drunk.
But everybody, there's a point in life where we cannot make excuses for everybody who drinks.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah. Well, they were drunk. Listen, I even said about my husband. He said something so ridiculous, he can't get his words straight. I heard the rumor.
Well, Joe was puking by a tree.
He was puking by a tree. He didn't pay, he didn't know what happened that night until I told him.
Can I just say, this is what I love about Jersey, by the way. It's just like everyone can drink on Jersey, right? They're just they will drink. If there's one thing a Jersey cast is going to do,
Yes.
Since that people have problems with it or anything, but I just think it's like so funny. I mean, if you think about it, it's like Joe Gorga falls down drunk last season.
That was the best.
When Bill got carried in after the boat. Everyone gets a moment on Jersey.
Joe could not walk in my house that night. He couldn't remember what happened. He had to sleep downstairs. He couldn't get up the stairs.
I love it.
And I put him on his side just to make sure he was okay. I was like, are you going to throw up again? He's like, no, I threw up everything. And that was it.
It was probably the first party in a while since COVID. So he's just like,
tolerance. He claims he only had one drink. He didn't eat. He was working out in the heat all day. And I was like, okay. But that was my point. Everybody was like, oh, Joe said he heard the rumor in your house. Because you heard what he said. Yeah. Last night on the episode, the other night on the episode, I said, yes, you did hear in my house. You know why I heard in my house? He wasn't coherent enough to hear it at Evans.
Heard it after the thing with Teresa.
He heard it after the party.
So then, of course, he's going to hear it with people.
No, but I'm saying, we were talking about it in my house. I had to tell him the next day. So, of course, when he said he heard 9 or 10 women in his house, he exaggerated, it was like 5 or 6, because, my staff, my mother, Marlene, and we were saying what happened at the party.
Yeah.
And he's like, these girls aren't quiet. No, of course we're not quiet, because we're talking about like, this is horrible. We had to sit down at the house, everything else. And that's where he's heard it. Mm-hmm. He wasn't involved the night of Evan's birthday party. He was wasted.
Joe's just not that kind of guy either. He's just here for a drink and he's just here to hang out.
And he's not out on the town.
Yeah.
No one's coming to Joe Benigno with a rumor. Believe
me. Hey, Joe, you hear about Evan and the steam room?
Yeah. Like, he's not like Mr. Gossip King. Yeah. He's not running around the town.
Yeah.
He's not out in town. Let me tell you one thing. He's not going to the fucking gym. Yeah. Have you seen the stomach on him? I mean, no one, my husband is not at the gym and hearing rumors about a gym or anything remotely like that. And yes, he did hear it from my mouth. And guess where he heard it from? I heard it from Teresa. I didn't hear it ahead of time like everybody's surmising. Because I'd admit that. Because I'd admit I heard a rumor. And I'd say, and there's no basis for it, and it's not true. Because people say crazy rumors all the time. You know what the other rumor is? That Margaret's the richest housewife and I'm worth $60 million. It's out on the internet all over.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, and that's not fucking true. Because if I wouldn't be on this fucking show.
Jackie Goldschneider's a millionaire.
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm not a millionaire. I just said I'm not worth $60 million.
Yeah, not $60 million. There
I just said I'm not worth $60 million.
No, I was going to say, just going off of the Joe Bonino thing, just like, we love him, obviously. Yes. It's like, this is my favorite cast of men. This is the mm-hmm. only show where I can like stomach watching all the men get together and play poker and drink. And I don't care. It's like, this is amazing.
Oh, my husband was winning that night. He doesn't play poker. He was so excited that he was winning because he never plays poker. And there he was, yes, but they're adorable. And the men are so cute and they're candid and they're just themselves.
And Bill's like a joy to watch. I mean, his first season, I don't think he got a great edit, but the more you see of him, and especially, I'm sorry, he won me over when they carried him in.
Bill is hysterical. He says the craziest things. Listen, he said on the show.
One of the best things about Jennifer is her husband.
Oh, without a doubt. I would say, I mean, he's a saint.
Yeah.
What's going
Melissa
on here?
And Joe psyched us out last night on the episode.
Yeah. Was that funny?
I didn't see that coming.
Listen, it is true. They are going through something. Okay. And when people, and it had nothing to do with that situation.
Okay. But there's going to be something else maybe that comes up.
I do think, that's why I said women change. Mm-hmm. Melissa has grown. Mm-hmm. She's 42 years old. Is she going to be 42 this year?
She'll
yes. She'll be 42 this March, later on this year. Yeah, right. She'll be 42.
Okay.
Because we missed last March because the pandemic.
Right.
Her and I were going to do a joint birthday together.
Okay.
We wanted to go roller skating. Oh. Yeah, that really sucked. We wanted to go roller skating. Didn't happen. 25. Roller disco queen. And so, yeah. So it is really true. Melissa and Joe, I think relationships are a lot of work.
I'm interested in seeing more of that play out this season. I think all of the storylines are really interesting this season, but I'm like, now I'm perplexed about like Jennifer's. I mean, obviously she has the family stuff going on, but I know that drinking is going to kind of come into play in her storyline, which could be zany or also maybe sad to see. I don't know, but
I think it's not.
She's like the youngest housewife, right? She's the youngest on the cast, right? Oh, is Melissa? Who's the youngest?
Melissa.
Oh, Melissa. Okay.
So, you know, Jennifer seems the youngest.
She kind of acts the youngest, right?
Jennifer and Jackie are the same age.
Gives me like, yeah, okay, wow.
Jennifer and Jackie are the same age. Melissa's the youngest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think the drinking, you know, listen, people have asked me, is Jennifer a drinking problem? No. Do I think she's a drinking problem? No. I think she has a problem trying to feel comfortable maybe in her own, you know, just.
And also drinks. Reality TV maybe. Just to be comfortable.
It's just, you don't need to drink to be life of the party. And if you do, you have to reevaluate.
Yeah.
You should be able to be your true crazy self without cocktails.
I know. I'm going to have to get some kind of personality when things reopen. I have like no tolerance anymore. So when bars reopen, I don't even know what.
Yeah.
I'll be cheap drunk now. But you don't drink at all.
No, I drink zero alcohol. Yeah. I don't drink. And that's also in the book. It's in the book.
Okay.
It's in the book why I don't totally drink, but it has something to do with Marge Singer being a lush.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. You talked about it last season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wanted to ask a bit about Michelle. Michelle is, I guess, not even technically a friend of on the show.
I think like more of like a guest.
A guest. Yeah, it just pops in and pops out. She showed up on the first episode with Teresa at the party. We weren't really introduced to her, but mm-hmm. then I guess in flashbacks now, it turns out that she was talking crap about Joe Gorga.
Yes.
Which is interesting because she showed up with Teresa.
I know. I found that interesting as well.
I'm curious if you think that Teresa knew going into this what that Michelle was going to do that.
Nope. Okay. I don't think Teresa knew that. I think that would have pissed. You want the truth? I think that would have pissed her off.
Oh, absolutely. It looks really bad that this woman would be gossiping about her brother.
I don't think she'd want anybody talking ill of her brother.
Yeah.
I don't think she would approve of that.
She doesn't have the house anymore, right? Michelle was listing Teresa's.
And I want to say this about Michelle. She's a successful, great businesswoman. She's well-respected in the area.
I've seen lots of commercials for her.
I think she made a mistake by doing something like that. Mm-hmm. I think that growing with Gorga, where she said she owed tens of thousands of dollars, it's totally not true because that was the first growing with Gorga. Why would her husband, who's speaking for 5 to 10 minutes introducing Joe Gorga, get tens of thousands of dollars? He's not getting it's bizarre.
Greg said $10,000.
Yeah. and it's 18 months prior to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Something just doesn't add up.
Felt a little bit calculated on her part.
It is.
To come in and do that.
Yes, to come into a party. And
that's, first party,
yes,
coming in hot.
And yeah, coming in hot like that, that's just not the way to ingratiate yourselves with a group of women. And I don't understand it. I do say that to her. I hope we see that, because okay. I'm just like, I don't know what you're thinking. Not the switch just moved. Because, you know, it would have been great, because I would love to be around another businesswoman,
yeah,
and everything else. And it just didn't come off very smooth. But again,
do you experience a lot of that on this show? Do they bring in, you know, I know you can't talk too much about the casting process, but have you experienced that with people kind of coming in hot and you're like, oh, what is this?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't. We've been our own little crew for a while.
Yeah. You've been like, what, four seasons in a, wait, three
I've been
seasons,
three
of, the
seasons
same,
of the same crew.
It's nice.
I mean, I had to deal with Siggy my first year, but I got rid of her very quickly.
I was gonna ask about her. Okay. So I think we passed near her because she like lives right over by... You know, close,
in Tenafly.
Right?
Yeah.
We didn't pass by it, but we're in the same. Do you ever see her ever?
No.
Jackie?
I mean, like we say, she's a stain on New Jersey and we're waiting for her departure.
It's crazy.
She doesn't need to announce it.
I was thinking about
that. She could
do
her jegxit, as she says, or whatever she's doing. I take that as an exit from New Jersey, though I know it means something else.
I really liked her very first season because we didn't know too much about her and I only know her through the Wendy Williams show. And I was like, oh, this is kind of a funny, this is like a different vibe for
if
the show.
If she really was who she came out pretending to be, that would be amazing. But
how quickly
every
it changed.
Veil drops.
Because I looked at the timeline and that first season, I think, came out right before the 2016 election. And for some reason, like once Donald Trump was in office and then she filmed her second season, and I was like, who is this person? It's like night and day.
Yes, I agree. She's just, she was
pretty
never
dark.
That. The way she acted this season that I came on is how she always behaved in town.
There's been like the most kind of like toxic characters, I think, on Jersey, though.
I think I have a thing. Well, I will say the one thing. I have a way of pulling out the toxic out of people. Yeah. I don't know why. And maybe it's because...
Well, you need the light to have the dark and vice versa. So,
or just I could shine the spotlight on something. You know, they have it. They do it to themselves, but I could just shine the spotlight on it. And I think it can unravel some people.
We've got Danielle. She was one of the most toxic housewives to ever be on television, who, by the way, is doing like IG lives every week watching the show that she's
drinking,
no longer on.
No, drinking
alone.
Wine. I mean, I know. It is
classic.
You cannot get more embarrassing. I mean, it's almost
the premiere and I was bouncing back and forth between her IG live and I couldn't tell, honestly, what was more entertaining. She was just sitting there with a stoic look on her face, drinking
drunk.
Alone.
Drunk.
Drunk with jealousy.
Drunk and high, by the way. Drunk and high. No, that's a fact.
Allegedly.
No, not allegedly. It's a fact. She smokes out that little pen.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Medicinal marijuana, though, for her bunions.
Okay.
And yes, that's what it is. Medicinal marijuana for her bunions.
I got it.
And
so many ailments. I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to be laughing at someone's ailments. Well, I guess the bunion's not really a... It's
well,
like
she
a,
claims it's rheumatoid arthritis. I say it's bunions.
Okay.
And she sits there talking about all of us.
Yeah.
Like she really has any insight.
Yeah.
She was on for 2 years as a friend. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to call it that.
Yeah. Did we ever talk about that? Like, why?
As a
we
friend
think
of me. And she was on the first 2 years, and she likes to act like she has some insight to anything. And really, she has insight to nothing. Everything she says is inaccurate. Just like she believes her own stories.
Yeah,
and that's why I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
I actually feel bad for her. She believes her own line of shit.
I was saying at lunch, I was like, she just reminds me of the worst type of person who's someone that like peaked in high school and that's all they talk about. Like they like kind of progressed to that point and then just stuck there. And she's stuck on this show that like, you know, you weren't even really a full-time member of for the past, almost a decade.
You know, if this... All she says is she wants nothing to do with the show, and all she does is talk about the show. And she was buying her house from her ex-husband, and she was getting this, and she was getting that. Well, the poor thing was removed from her home, which I felt very bad about. So bad that I...
Oh, where's she watching the show from now?
I don't know. You know, she was removed from her home, which
Danielle,
is...
Danielle, drop a pin. Let us know. Drop the location. Let us know.
No, and I mean, she obviously has pulled it together, and... you know, she's living somewhere. And, you know, I made a chart of the estate sale of the house, and I can't resist a bargain. So I took a sofa and...
is that the sofa she's sitting on?
No. I reupholstered. It's in the other room.
Oh, my God.
I got it for a mere bargain of $300.
Wait, what?
I got it for a mere bargain of $350. No, dead serious.
What else did you buy at the estate sale? What else was
the
there?
The beautiful... there's a beautiful 8x8 horse photo in my lobby.
Okay. Well, I'm going to see this after.
Which you'll see, because I always say she got my pony.
The lobby of the Rock and Roll Hotel.
Yes, she got my pony, but I got her stallion.
I love that. Yes. That's amazing.
And that's
what I said. You should call me next time. Housewives estate sales.
Well, you know, it was...
Who's Housewives
my
estate
realtor,
sale?
My realtor. Sold that house.
Okay.
And, you know, Marty...
New Jersey's really small. It really is.
She only lived a few blocks from here.
Danielle did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She moved to be near me.
Oh, she would, yeah.
She besties. Moved to be in Englewood.
Yeah.
Besties. No, and by the way, I felt sorry for her, and she makes it out like... I stuck by her. I sent her to my real-life therapist and everything else, but she pushed it too far.
Wow. You know, I just think, wow. So many toxic people, though, on the show. It's interesting. I mean, the good ones are really great.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's just these, like, peripheral characters that are always, like, very,
but
like,
I'm going to say, I do want to say one thing. If I saw her on the side of the road, if she was suffering, if she needed it, I would pick her up in 2 seconds.
I know you would.
And I would do the right thing.
Yeah.
Even though she says all those horrible things about every single one of us, I don't want to say anything bad happen or, you know, this is all good fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's damaged goods.
Well, I want to talk to you about some other shows as well. Mm-hmm. Some other Bravo shows. I want to talk to you about the rest of the season. A little bit more about your book. I want to do this on the bonus episode. So we're going to hop over there to the B-side.
To the B-side?
Yes. Do you want to tell people where to buy your book? I mean, is it anywhere specific? I know it's available for pre-order.
My book is literally anywhere you could buy a book.
Yeah.
Walmart. It's at Target. Really? That's where you got it?
Pre-order. I think it's on Walmart. Amazing. I think it was.
Target. Yeah. It's at Target, Barnes & Noble, Indie Books, Amazon. You could go directly to Simon Schuster. It's literally everywhere. Caviar Dreams, Tuna Fish Budget, How to Survive in Business and in Life by The Marge. So it's on pre-order. It'll be out April 13th. And I'm super excited about it. You're going to love it. You're going to learn a lot more about me. And
there's
going to
be an audiobook,
me.
Too.
Yeah, audiobook. You can hear it right from the real horse's mouth, me. you're going to...
A monkey's asshole.
Yeah. You get to hear my voice. And it's with a lot of emotion behind it. So while you're driving anywhere you want or to lull you to sleep, get the audio version. Very, very good. And you can follow me on Instagram at The Real Margaret Josephs, on Twitter at Margaret Josephs, and follow my company, Macbeth Collection, as well. And listen to my podcast, Caviar Dreams, Tuna Fish Budget.
It's good. I was on it.
Yes.
It's
Miranda
fun.
Was on it. It's a lot of fun. Anybody who is an entrepreneur, disruptor in any industry, and anybody who's following their caviar dream.
I love that.
Thank you.
You guys know where to find me. Head over to the B-side. That's patreon.com/theBList, and you can subscribe there so you can get the rest of this amazing bonus episode. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.